Ezra, I meant next Thursday.
I'm watching the bottom. I'm watching. Lower and lower.
What's it in this room in the front? Room in the front, please. Plenty room in the front. Samson. Benjamin, room in the front. Steinberg. Room in the front. I just remember, I don't know if it's true that the cousin is coming to the ceiling. So everyone should be on the best behavior. Please, why is that just like...
Okay, I might not be able to come. Sorry, I'm going to be destructive.
No, you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Someone else. There's room in the front, the same guy. There's room in the front, man. This is the other one. Rabbi, you have a lot to do. We end the shiur today, there's a bomb cash in the sugya. We notice the din of mitoich. Mitoich is that when a person is chayiv, a shvua, the oiraisa, then the din is that mitoich sheni yachal lishavah mishalav. Mitoich can be in a few scenarios. Any rights to lishavah. Any yachal lishavah. Any yodeya lishavah. Okay, so then pay. The chiyuv of shvua, some even use a lashon, it's not pashut, I'm going to say a lashon, oya shaveya oya shalim. Now it's not pashut that together, we'll talk about that later in the sugis, but this is amosik, that in the chiyuv shvua, be'atzam lit din tashlum, and if you're not going to shrik, you're going to have to pay. So the shayla is, a chashud. You ask the chashud. And by the way, we're going to talk about this, but a chashud could be in a case of a moed of a mixas. It could be in a case when there's an eid echad against him. It could be that he's a shomer and he wants to swear oinus. Any of the three shmuas d'oraisa. But it happens to be he's a chashud because yesterday he robbed the bank, did eid chazar or whatever. I'm not going into those dinim that a chashud has a din that he's not neman on a shvua. So you ask the chashud, you owe me 100. He says only 50. You say you owe me 100 to bring an eid echad. You say where's the pikad? And he says oinus. He says swear to me oinus. And he's about to say, well, he doesn't say any idea, any yachal, any rights. No. Yeah, I'm ready to swear. The shuas might, the mixas eilachot, or shuas shaman. But we say, no, stop. There's a din that a chashud can't swear. Is that din a d'oraisa d'kedin? Or a d'rabbanan d'kedin? Anyone knows that? Is that din that a chashud can't swear? What if the chashud does swear? Kafat v'nishba. You're going to b'chal stel su to that? Big shayla. But for protocol of Adah, whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbanan, we stop him. So he stopped, and he didn't swear. So there should be mitoich. And we know, spoiler, that that's not the din. What is the din by a chashud? And first a Mishnah. First a Mishnah in Shavuos. The din is not mitoich. Oh, and by the way, we have to get to that. Maybe we'll get to it tomorrow. Rabbi Kivegan Gilean HaShas. So this is a kash on a Mishnah in Shavuos. Why is Taisus telling it on a shackle of a tari in the middle of a Gemara with Ahu Rei the third day in the Sugya? There's a Mishnah Shavuos that says Chashud is Shekinev Dinishba. Our question is, why is it Shekinev Dinishba? The din should be flat out mitoich. We're not letting him swear. We're not letting him swear. Are there Rabbanan d'kedin? Are there Raisa d'kedin? But that's the din. We're not letting him swear. He would have wanted to swear. What if he Taka wouldn't have wanted to? What if he's a Chashud? We asked this yesterday. What if he's a Chashud? But it happens to be he also says Eini Yodeya. We're going to still talk about it. But let's go on the case when the Chashud wants to swear. So then the din is, we don't let him swear. The din is Shekinev Dinishba Benoitel. Why isn't there flat out a din of mitoich? Tosfos says tuturotzim. And we started yesterday that the tuturotzim of Tosfos we went with the Ksoisis chat, a very chaluk b'yasoidom. The Ershta Teretz is, v'yesh loymar hocha i'amri mishalim loyshavkis leichai d'chol ha'oilom. The ganze oilom, yiv'yeyu d'eshvua v'yitvu kol asher loy. What happened? A guy's a chashid. Not the greatest guy out there anyways, but he's a chashid. He is in a very big predicament. He can get set up and framed that the Gan Soilam, or actually probably the Rat Tzadikim out there, but someone from the Gan Soilam, you only need one guy to do this to him. Well, if he's going to take a Kol HaShalai, so one is enough. But that someone from the Oilam is going to go frame him. How? Give him a pekadon and set him up with a shvur shomer. Don't take pekdonis. Bring an edecha. How are you going to bring an edecha and convince him to lie? But we said, and Taisi speaks to that later in Perek HaShoyel, you'll lend him a small amount of money in a case of an echsha who he needs it. Then you'll demand from him $1 million. He's going to be, well, we cleared. Is he allowed to be kaifer akol in this predicament? Yesh ladun. But he's not. And he's going to be moigim mix, and then he's going to be chayvish for, and we're not going to let him swear, and then he's going to be mitayf, and then yitlul kala shaloi. How do we protect him? Moir de gazach. We made a takana called shekenegdoi. I want to explain it. According to this pshat of Taisis, shekenegdoi is another layer on the din of mitayf. We really, and this is so important, because if someone asks you, is there mitayf by a chashim? That's a loaded question. Is there mitayf by a chashim? Who's chashim? The other guy?
The other guy. We
say no, we don't know. Most people are. One second. There are people out there that did lend a lot of money. We don't. Is he saying the truth or not? We don't know. It's late. We don't know who's saying the truth. Next time you come on time. We don't know who's saying the truth. So the pshat hazoi. According to this pshat in Tosfos. Yes, yeah. According to this pshat in Tosfos, it's so important. There is a din of mitayf by a chashid. Just like any writes to any yachal, any idea, a chashid who's any yachal, because chazal don't let him, there's a din of mitayf, and flat out the din should really be yita, a pay. But then we said, like shafkes chai, so we made a twist. We say, yes, there is a din of mitayf, but we got to cover our tracks here because what about that guy? So we say, let at least the other guy swear, because that other guy that's trying to frame him for $1 million, he's not the greatest tzaddik, but he doesn't want to swear falsely. So by making shekeneg dinish, but we'll protect him from that. That's the first pshat of Tosfos. And according to that pshat, if I were to ask you, is the takon of shekeneg doy, this is what we end the shiur with, l'toivas hachoshet or l'choivas hachoshet? In this pshat, it's l'toivas hachoshet. He was in a big predicament. He was going to have to pay even unfairly if the guy's taking advantage. We protect him with shekeneg doy. Zok Tosfos weiter, v'oid, and according to the ksois, really it's v'oid yesh loimar. Totally new track. Pumpfaket. Really, there's no mitoich by a chashid. Why is there no mitoich? Because mitoich is when you're any yochel, any yodeya, any roitza. Over here he's yochel, yodeya, and roitza. We're rather not letting him. Okay? So there's no din of mitoich. And what is the ikra din? Potter. Because a shvua be'etzim, if you're not going to swear, if we're not going to implement mitoich, okay, so you didn't swear and you won't pay. When there's mitoich, we make you pay. Over here there's no mitoich. According to the second teretz, headline, there's no mitoich. And really, he should be putter. So why is it putter? So let him be putter. Why suddenly did we give the teveya the opportunity to be nishba v'nid v'noitel? It was a takana l'choivas the chashid. We don't want the chashid. Everything is a balance. Everything is about balance. We don't want the chashid to be totally what's good. That's the two teretzim of Tosfos. Comes the tumim, and he argues, and he says no. He says avada. Both teretzim of Tosfos hold that there's no mitoich. There's no mitoich because be'etzim underlying, he would really want to swear. We knew that already. Now, the first teretz old, but we're going to make a takana de rabbanon. Maybe we should make the takana de rabbanon that he should totally pay. No, in the takana de rabbanon, we made the balance cheshbon that we can't overdo it because then it'll be l'shaf k'schai. So we leveled it to the middle. I'm a little bit unclear, but let me say it like this. What could be the options for this chashid? Either that he pays flat, totally putter, or the middle level of the other guy's nishma v'naitel. We balanced it out to that level. Fret the Noi de Yehuda, and also the Chazanish talks about this, and also this is brought down the Kasha from Rebbe Lezer Moshe Horovitz. He has a bomb Kasha. There's a Gemara in Shavuos Mem Zayin, Shnehem Chashudim. Imagine that. What if you take a guy to within Torah, and he's Chayiv Shvua, but he happens to be priorly a Chashud, but lo and behold, the Taiveya also is a Chashud. So you can't do Shekeneg the Nishma to the Chashud also to the Taiveya. What do you do now? Machlek is in the Gemara. One on the Amr said, there's a whole Nusach there, Chazrul Sinai, Chazrul Shvua, different things. According to many Shitas, that's the Shitas I want to talk about. You go back and there's Mitoich now on the first guy, and he does have to pay. Now, how did you suddenly back and forth get back to Mitoich? If as a preliminary there is Mitoich, so then you go back to Mitoich. But if in preliminary, Be'etzim Yipatim, how do you suddenly make a Mitoich over here? That's a festeraya that really there is Mitoich. And again, there are those that say that's good for the two teretzim of Tosfos. Next step, comes the Beis HaLevi. Do we clutch onto this nakuda? We're clearing if a choshed, that the din is shekeneg, din is shekeneg, very simple, three levels. Totally putter, Nishma Benoitel, totally chayiv. What is the din by chashid? Middle level. Nishma Benoitel. Where did that come from? Really, he was totally putter, but we made a takana lechayvasai? Or really, he was totally chayiv, we made a takana to protect him? Claire's the base lady, a beautiful shayla. Let's say you learn it's a takana lechayvasai. Meaning he was really totally going to lose over here. And we fix him up. What about a shvu of Gilgal? You know, not every shvu has mitaych. What shvu doesn't have mitaych? Flat, there's no shvu, I just said it. What shvu doesn't have mitaych? A Gilgal shvu. What's the din by a Gilgal shvu by a chashid? What's the din? Is there mitaych? There's never mitaych by Gilgal. There's no mitaych by Gilgal by anybody, by Chanya and Galita, certainly not by the chashid. So what's going to be the din? You megalgal another shvu, and he says, no, I don't want to swear the other Gilgal. Or I'm not going to swear. I'm anyways not able to. I'm a chashid. What's going to be the din? There's no hint. There's no mitaych by a Gilgal. What's going to be the din?
Either it's over or the other guy gets out.
That's the question. Is there nishma benaitel? Where's the base alevi? Where are you getting nishma benaitel from? If nishma benaitel is a takana l'chayvasai, is there also, besides that, separately a takana l'chayvasai by a Gilgal or not? But the plot thickens. There's another shvua that might not have mitaych. This is an interesting twist in the sugya. The base alevi makes this judgment. Anyone knows another shvua that doesn't have mitaych? Rav Chiya Kamaisa, what's Rav Chiya Kamaisa's Shavua? What's Rav Chiya Kamaisa's Shavua? What?
A guy was kofer a kol and ate him on mixas, and you make him swear. Is there mitoich on such a... It's like a sort of quasi-moid mixas. He learns it out from a kal v'chaymer from Piv, and then there's a kal tzara shava. Sounds familiar?
So, is there mitoich? You're on Rav Rashi. Zokra mikveg, it's telling the Rav Rashi. It's very good. Let me spell it out for the oil over here. If you learn it out from Pivin Erecha, there's Mitoich. But if you learn it out from Pivin Gilgal, and Gilgal doesn't have Mitoich, so then possibly Rav Chiya won't have Mitoich. There's no Mitoich by Rav Chiya? Then how come there's a din of Shekhanegda? I'm speechless. The Gemara says that Amar Rav Zeira, if you hold like Rav Chiya, you know what the case was? He said, Lahadam on all 50 Shepselach of the Bekadin. He was caught red-handed eating two of the Shepselach. Zok Rav Zeira, if you hold like Rav Chiya, so he's chayiv to pay for those two. And after he's chayiv to pay for those two, we make a shvua on the other ones. And since he can't, because he's a chashid, shekenegdi. And according to many pshatim, shekenegdi was built on mitaych. But if there's no mitaych by Rav Chiya anyways, if there's no mitaych by Rav Chiya, then he should be potter. What do you say?
Similar to
Taisha's kashu. No, Taisha's kashu was from the opposite.
No, but Rabbi Kveg
first says there's no mitaych by Rav Chiya. He says there's no mitaych by Rav Chiya. But not as chashid, stam in general, there's no mitaych by Rav Chiya. If there's no mitaych by Rav Chiya, what should be the din when there's no mitaych? What do we say to the Bikil? Will you put it? It's a bomb kash on Rabbi Kveg. Maybe the option is to say that Shekinegda is not based on mitaych. Go with the other machine. You can't hold that Shekinegda is based on mitaych and also hold, like Rabbi Kveg, that there's no mitaych by a chashid. But the geshmak is, the Beis Halevi wants to say, the Gemara's lashon is Amar Rav Zeira im Isa le Rav Chiya. If we pass him like Rav Chiya, then you'll swear a Rav Chiya shvua. And we talked about this. We said eight pshatim actually. What should be the issue if you pass him like Rav Chiya or not? Maybe there's a Gzeiras HaKasid, and we came up with various other geshmak and cheshbonos why you should or shouldn't pass him like Rav Chiya. So the Beis Halevi, no, you missed the boat. That's not what Rav Zeira is saying. Of course you pass him like Rav Chiya. He's clarifying, do we pass him like Rav Chiya als Pive Erechon, or do we pass him like Rav Chiya als Pive Gilgal? Do we pass like Rav Chiya that there's mitoich or not? In Isa le de Rav Chiya, if you hold of Rav Chiya that it's Piven Eid Echad, and then there's mitoich, and then will be Shekinegdi. As opposed to if you hold like Piven Gilgal, and then you agree to Rabbi Kveger of Zaman Roish that there's no Gilgal, so then there's not going to be a mitoich. Yeah, but there's a lady dusting them.
What does Rabbi hold in this?
No, the Ramban himself will have to learn, the Ramban can learn from Piven Gilgal, maybe the Ramban can hold that Gilgal has mitoich. Maybe the Ramban could hold that even though Gilgal doesn't have mitoich, Atzara Shava could be a Bora Mezgalgo, Chayiv, Antum, and Kalim, and could be Chayiv. We can work things out. There's a Mishnah in Shavuos that says, Eilu Nishbon V'Neitlin, that's the parak. And it says Chenveni, and Gazlon, and Chosud, and a whole list. Now the emes is, if you learn, I brought this in the Makar Marim Kavis yesterday. If you learn through that parak in Shavuos, there are various other cases of Nishba V'Neitlin that are not mentioned in the Mishnah. And the Rishonim all, and now I'm speaking out of Tosfos, it's a Tosfos in a few places, and he says for himself, but Tosfos in Ksubas Daf Pei, but Metzi also, it says a little different, but let's go with one in Ksubas Daf Pei. Why doesn't the Mishnah in Eilu Nishba in V'Neitlin quote all the different Oifanim of Nishba V'Neitlin?
Now, and for Toys, there's two kinds of Nifshe Benoitel. I'll set this up for you. In a situation when a guy's chayav, when a guy's being a mitva, what could be his options? Potter, simple, yeah? A, B, C. Potter, totally chayav, or an in-between level, we say no. You're chayav, but wait, it's a little trick over here. If the Taiveya will swear, then you'll be chayav. Any Nishba Benoitel, here's where people get confused. It took me a long time ago. I'm not talking about chasha now. I'm talking about a much more international Nishba Benoitel topic. Any topic, when you have a situation that the Taiveya says, that the Taiveya has a it, by the way, we said this yesterday. Nishba Benoitel, by definition, is always a derabbanan. Ain't no concept of a Nishba Benoitel that's a deraisa. So we're dealing with a situation that we're saying, mid derabbanan Nishba Benoitel. Think. Nishba Benoitel is, because before the derabbanan initiative that it should be Nishba Benoitel, he would have been putter. I'm not talking about chashid and I'm not talking about mitoich. I'm talking about a larger picture topic. But any situation in Nishba Benoitel could be one of two options. It's either really mikra, then he should have been putter, totally putter. But then Rabbanan said, no, can't be after the gach. Nishba Benoitel. Or it could be no, kumfaker. Really, it could be totally chayiv. And then they said, no, but you take advantage, or whatever the reasons were. No, goes down to Nishba Benoitel. Zok Taisin Ksubis, as a rule, why didn't the Mishnah say all the cases? Because the Mishnah only talks about the cases that you totally putter. And Nishba Benoitel says that you'll be chayiv if you swiss. Not the cases that you started off being chayiv. And I have a question, why is chashid in the Mishnah? Now I want to talk about chashid. Do I remember we talked about this earlier? I don't know what that case is. I'll have to check. Maybe I'm not the husband. I have to check what the case is. The maker then he was. I don't know.
I thought that the case.
I don't know what it is. I don't know. He's a neshek. I don't know. I have to see the case. I don't know. I have to check. I don't know. But I want to specifically, as a rule, though, without getting involved in each of the cases, what gets into the Mishnah, what gets into the Rishim in the Mishnah, only that kind of Nishba Benoitel, the kind that was totally putter, if not. And hint, hint, Chashud is in the Mishnah. Did we talk about a Chakira, whether Chashud really starts off as putter, and then L'choy Vasoy they made a Takana Nishma Benaitel? Or really there's Mitoich, and L'choy Vasoy they said, okay, Nishma Benaitel. If you go with the L'choy Vasoy pshat, so why is Chashud in the Mishnah? Big problem. Tois is mapping out the Mishnah. Why is that case in the Mishnah? Okay, it's a right that Tois holds. That mahalach, that shekenegdai starts with putter. But the Ran doesn't like that, and the Beis Levi brings this, and he says, no. You know, not everyone holds of mitoich. It's a machloikis. You can say that the Mishnah just doesn't hold of mitoich bechlal. And then avad, shekenegdai goes the other way. Now, I want to get it to the Gemara, but first, one last time, this we set up yesterday, but not in full surah. There are three levels of shua. Let's go straight out. There are three levels of shua. Shua deraisa, Shavuos HaMishnah, many different Mishnayis that talk about the Rabbanan, the Katakonis of Mishnah. Don't misquote me. Every Shavuos HaNoichon is the Rabbanan, but not every Shavuos the Rabbanan is a Shavuos HaNoichon. There are Shavuos Niftarans that are the Rabbanan. What's an example of a Shavuos HaMishnah that's been the Rabbanan? What? That's someone fell into the trap. Hesus is the lower level, it's not Shavuos HaMishnah. Okay, that's what I want. Okay, that was waiting. Yok Belen. Shavuos HaRaisa, Shavuos HaMishnah. And then there's a third lower level, Shavuos Heses. Many Mishnayim hold it wasn't even in the times of the Mishnayis of Nachum Baruch, which is the Morgan Shmak of Shad. Monali Biyotcha, Eilach HaBiyodi, Potter. Not Potter Midaraisa. Potter Tol. Rav Nachman afterwards came and made a Takana. There is a chilek in the Madrega of the Choymer HaShvua by Deraisa, Mishnah, and Heses. One of many examples is Nikita Shechetz. There are others, I don't want to get involved in them, but there are dinim. You have to always ask yourself, a shvua that's the raisa will require more of a chumra dika demand. When our Gemara says that a chashid can't swear, so we say, flip it, and you punt it to the Taiveya that he should be Nishma Benoitel. Yesh lachter! When you throw the shvua to the Taiveya, what kind of shvua is the Taiveya going to swear? Level the raisa, level Mishnah, or level Hesis? One could have thought, it's glatt to think like that. Whatever the shvua was originally, that's what mirror image gets thrown at the Taiveya. I could hear that. But the Pnei Yeshua says no. The Pnei Yeshua says flat out, no matter what, the shvua of a Kenegdoi always is the middle level. For whatever the ramifications of that is. And it will always turn, even if it's the original shvua was the Raisa, by the Kenegdoi it will be the Rabbanan Mishnah level. Even if the original guy was a Hesis, it gets upgraded to Mishnah level.
Says the Bnei Yeshua, that's Pshat on our Gemara. Because our Gemara said, Amar Rav Zeira, if you hold like Rav Chiya, then there will be a Shvua. Yeah, and if you don't hold like Rav Chiya, there could be a Hesis. Terah says, yeah, Vada. But there's a big difference between Rav Chiya, which is the Raisa, and Hesis, which is the third level. And the Gemara never asked. But then the Gemara asks, but when you're doing Shekinegdai, it's all out in the wash, going to be the same. So then who cares if you hold like Rav Chiya? And that we're going to get to now the answer. But the Ksois argues on the Pnei Yeshua, and the Ksois, the Shachos brings it, but the Ksois says it. He says, Amar Rav Gazach. The Ksois says that no. The emes is, it's always a mirror image. If the original swore is a deraisa, the kenegda has to swear a deraisa. If the original image is a mishnah, the kenegda swears a mishnah. If the original image is a hesis, the kenegda swears a hesis. So the chara, when you chayv a deraisa and you're going to kenegda him, the kenegda is suddenly going to get stuck with a deraisa. Says the ksois, you're right, but you can give him good advice. He should get up and say, if he knows that there's a choshen and this is going to be triggered into a shekenegda, he should say, I only want from you a hesis. I'm only demanding you a hesis. Why? You could demand from me a swore deraisa. No, only demand from a hesis. Ksoi making faces. Ksoi says it. You only demand from him a hesis. I'm on a milestone. I'm out of it again. I hope to get to the maskana today. I'm not holding in the shlav of the Gemara of Shekinek de Nishma. The Mishnah Shul. Shekinek de Nishma. The gather of Shekinek. I hope that I'm going to get. Finally, back. I'm going to get to the maskana. In the Havamina, Shekinek de will be mirror image of what you demanded. But even when Be'etzim, whenever you can demand of a guy a Shvur Deraisa, you can always demand from a Hesis. Some Hesis is by Kaifer HaKol. Every case has Kaifer HaKol in it. Whatever's left is Kaifer HaKol. Every Moed Yemitz is Eidach HaShmayim, but everything has Kaifer HaKol in it.
What are we speaking about? How the Tovea can avoid having to make a Shvur
Deraisa? How the Tovea can avoid not having to get stuck with a Kenegdoi level 8.
Just afraid because he's nervous to do it.
Yeah, he doesn't want to do the Kitas Chepetz. Yeah, he doesn't touch it. Yeah. We're going to see. Oh, so you want to get to that? I want to get to Takanta La Takanta. I want to do one insert, the bottom Taisus first, and then I'm getting to Takanta La Takanta. Taisus says, we did this already, but there's a chelik we didn't do. Every classic Kaifer HaKol, it's a machloik, it's in the Gemara and Shavuos. Is it only when the Kaifer HaKol says paraiti? Because then at least there's a drawer of the Mamayna that, pardon the expression, he was moide b'miksas, that there was a halva? Well, no, even if you say lahadam, Frek Taisus, if you say lahadam, where's the drawer over here? See, works it out. And then Tosis adds one more thing that he brings from the Sha'arim of High Goin. What about Kaifer HaKol? The guy says, you owe me $100. And the guy answers back, no, I don't know. I don't know. I don't keep track. I don't know. Maybe I do. I remember every time I borrow money. I don't remember. What's the din? You swear any idea. Tosis says, American Tzach, you swear any idea. A fascinating concept. The concept of swearing. What? No, because you don't do that, because there's such a thing as a shvuas any day, and it's enough. That's good. Excellent.
That's enough?
Yeah.
Why is that going to get him out of
a shvuas any day? Because he's part of Kaifer HaKol. I might say we're going to be
able to He's not going to be able to I don't know.
Okay. That he doesn't know.
What does that give us?
No, because until he swears that he doesn't know, maybe he's a mechutzif and he knows the truth and he really should be paying you and he can't get away with it.
So why doesn't he just be Kaifer? Then he would have the migu.
He could. This Tyson says you don't say migu on any day. That's a Tyson on a show. But this is the din. You're allowed this. In the deraisa, the shvua, forget about it. I think in the shvua, I miss to forget about it. In Hesses, there's a concept of shvua any idea. Very nice, a nice snippet the idea from Rav Hagen. Why did it come in here? Push up shot. People don't realize pshat and taisis. The first half of taisis clear is Hesses by any is Hesses by paraiti or only by ladam. Listen carefully. If Hesses would only be by paraiti, it would never be negeya a shvua any idea. Because if a guy says, you owe me money, and he answers back, yeah, I for sure borrowed. I don't know if I paid back. What's the din? Any day in praticha, it's chayiv, so you pay. Only after we say that this hesis, even by lahadam, say, so, oh, this hesis by lahadam, then who did this hesis by any idea? And yes, a new concept, you swear any idea. And now, we're getting up to the crunch time. Yes, even by any and he's a Nachman over here. What's the problem?
This is the Shua from Nachman. So the holy Rabbi is that any of the Shua is in Yidea.
Oh, Bari B'Shem is Bari Yadif.
Yeah.
It sounds like a nice kasha. I have to make the chesed. It sounds like a nice kasha. Every any day is a flat out Bari B'Shem. I have to chesed. I don't know. We're at the threshold of Takanta L'Takanta. Actually, one more thing from before Takanta L'Takanta. The Rashba in Shavuos Lamed Beis brings a Moira de Gechidish, and I found it also in the Hagoyis Maimini, the Chuvas Maimini, actually. We've been talking the whole time today, most of it was going around,
usually there's a classic din of mitoich. So how come by a choshed we don't flat out say mitoich? We say shekaneg de nishba. So we said there was a takana l'taivasai, l'chaivasai. Listen to what you do. The Hagoyis Maimini Shita is, and the Rashba also brings us a Shita from Echer HaMechabrim, he's chaylik on it, every mitoich. You think mitoich is flat out simple, mitoich so you pay? No, there's one little small thing you got to do for protocol before you pay by a mitoich. What do you got to do? The Teveya has to swear. Welcome. That's the din of mitoich. It is the din of mitoich. There's nothing special about Chashan. Mitoich has a din, yeah, Nishba Benaitel. That's the din of mitoich. The din of mitoich? Mitoich on Yechali Shava? Mishali. Oh, we're not Mamre Ramos. He pulled it out of his pocket. Let the guy just swear, and then he gets it. Wow!
It should apply for when he's Yachal.
Who says it doesn't?
Maybe it doesn't.
Every mitoich, yeah, by Yachal.
Every case.
Yeah, yeah, and he writes it. Yeah, and he writes it. Yeah. Nishba Benaitel. I. There's one Gemara against this. Rabbi is going to have a no. Nasfa de Rababa. What was the case of Nasfa de Rababa? The Erechot says, Chotaf. And if he would have said Loi Chotaf, he would swear Loi Chotaf. But he didn't, because he's tining in Chatfi didi Chatfi. And he can't swear Lahakash Aseid. So he's stuck, and he can't swear. And now there's Mitoich. So what's the din instead? It's a first in the Gemara. Who gets it? The guy that has the Erechot that says Chotaf. Over there it's the first. He doesn't have to swear. Why? If every mitoich has a built-in, it's not a flat mitoich, it's mitoich with this, but mitoich, how come if he doesn't have to swear? That's what he says, yes. And the erecha doesn't get used up. The erecha was mechayiv and suah, and then it's it's not ayish kathaf taisham. That is something we're going to say for erecha nasiyeh, we didn't save it, but we will. And that's a fascinating pshat, but it's a whole new pshat in the sugi here. A whole new pshat, every mitoich really has a shvur. What do you say?
That's only one third of the
So that's
only two-thirds of the possible
shulis
derisus.
Why?
You
know,
the
shulis derisus,
anytime that there's an
erecha,
it's
a shulis. Right, by erecha, no. Let's say there's an erecha and he can't swear. No, this is only by Nasa d'Rababa. It's only by Nasa d'Rababa could be. Could be when he's stammers, he says, any yedeya. Oh, he's saying it's by any erecha? No, you know, because when he's yoch, I have to chashmonize, maybe. When he says yoch, the any writes of Lishava. After Cheshmanos. Fear Dosh the Gemara now. Why did Rab Zeira all excitingly say that if we hold like Rab Chia, there's going to be a din that the Raya has to swear Kenegdai? Let's say you don't hold like Rab Chia for 8 reasons. But there's a Hesus over here. So the Hesus will be punted and it to a Kenegdai. And for the Gemara, no. The Rav Nachman Takanti. The Takanti lo yavdinon. Since Rav Nachman is only a Takana de Rabbanon, we don't do a takana de rabbanon on a takana de rabbanon. What's the first takana de rabbanon? The din of shavuos heses. What's the second takana? Shekenegda. A new concept. You don't do shekenegda on a de rabbanon. So instead, what do? Think about now. What's behind the curtain scenes by a shekenegda? What would have been and what a shekenegda do? Remember, we have a whole issue. Are you totally putter or totally chayev? Did shekenegda say, yeah, you could be neitel, but you have to swear, or it's no, you're not putter. You have to. He could be neitel if he swears. Avadistan was saying, but now our issue is, what is the Gemara saying though? That if you hold not like Reb Chia, what was the din going to be? The Raya was going to be totally potter. Why was he going to be totally potter? Fakert. There should be mitoich. There should be mitoich. Mitoich is a deraisa dekin. Mitoich is not a takana. Mitoich is a deraisa dekin. So Toys has the kasha. Takanta what takanta? Yes, so why is he potter? Fakert. It should be mitoich. It's a crazy thing. Al Reb Chia, it would only be Shekenegdai, but if there would be a Darabon on it, it gets upgraded to Mitoich. It's the Pashtus, that's what the Seis on. He brings him our Shabbat. I know. The Pashtus is in the Darabon. I think it's come out of Pasuk, the Gemara Darshan said in Shavuos Tafem Zayin. So then let there be Mitoich. Why is the Raya Potter? Zoktoisis, O Mitoich Eina Yochel Yishav Mishal Amo Yishayich. Ha-ha, by the Raya, if he would not hold like Reb Chia. Kedepricious, I already explained that to you. Where did Tosis already explain that to us? Here's a fascinating machlokes. Many achronim learned, the Maram brings it over here, and the Ksois talks about it in two places, in Sadi Beis and in Ayin Hei. It means kedepricious on Amar Aleph. What did Tosis ask on Amar Aleph? How come by Mitoich we flat pay and over here not? So in the second Teretz he says, no, over here there's no Mitoich because you're willing. Reutze, Yochel, Yedeya. We're rather stopping you. On that, there's no mitoich. Frek Develt, the Ksois Mutches on this, that's only good like the second teretz. Like the first teretz of Tosis, if you learn that they argue, The first teretz of Tosfos says, "Fakir, really there is mitoich." No, leishavkes chay lechol beri. Over here, there's no leishavkes chay lechol beri. Over here, we should go back to the din of mitoich. So there's a moir de gazach. Tosfos doesn't mean kedepricious le'el on heyam and aleph. He means kedepricious le'el on gimel amid beis. I'm sorry, but on gimel amid beis, Tosfos in the middle of a big cheshbon there of miku dechasha, Tosfos says a fascinating thing. He says that there's no mitoich on shavuos midrabbanan. On a derabbanan the shavuah, there's no mitoich. And since over here we're dealing with a shavuah derabbanan, that's why there's no mitoich. Now that might have to do with the mitoich is a derais of derabbanan. Some want to say it's good for totally if mitoich is a derais of derabbanan. And if you really want to get confused, and I think Rabbi Jimmy Trofsky brings this in the Hagoyis and the Ksois, there's a toisis in Gittin, Daf Nun Aleph, that he's also talking about that there's no mitoich on a shavuah derabbanan. And he says, you know why there's no mitoich on a shvuah derabbanan, and there's only mitoich on a shvuah deraisa? Bishum shetakanto letakanto lo yavdina. That's why. He's quoting our Gemara. That's not what Tosfos is saying here. Our Gemara says takanto letakanto lo yavdina, and then Heresh Tosfos wakes up. But what about mitoich? And he says a shtickle Torah. Tosfos Gittin says, why is there no mitoich on the rabbanans? Because takanto letakanto lo yavdina. Now I'm going to say something in a nutshell, but it's a fascinating thing. When Tosfos says there's no mitoich over here, kedepricious. In a nutshell, the word is, are we saying there's no mitoich by a chashud? Or are we saying there's no mitoich by a tekanta derabanan? That's a world of difference. But that's the two options, what Tosfos is saying. Are we saying there's no mitoich by a chashud or no mitoich by a tekanta derabanan?
You say there's no mitoich by a tekanta derabanan, and like shenegdo comes from mitoich.
That's a crisis. Yeah. We have to talk about that. That's a big issue. Frek the Gemara, but tape glay the Havali Roya. And the Gemara asked that every Roya is a Chashad. And I heard a Kasha from an Adam Gadol, we say, Tzchanaka, Hakem, Lon, and Royim Shiva, Avram Avinu was a Roya. Yitzchak, who else? Ezra. Ezra was a Roya, who else was a Roya? Avram, Yitzchak, a bomb Kasha. Moshe. So the Gemara, they all Chashudim. Apella Otzum. We need 8 Terutzim to this Kasha. Tonight, at 8 o'clock, punkt, bidiyuk. We're going to start the Masiva Bezer Hashem. I'm looking forward to the Oilam, if I bring him a little bit. I heard he's going to come, yeah. He called. I have his number now. I didn't have his number till now. My daughter didn't want to give me the number. He called and he said, Harav medaber Moishi achatat shalom. What is Harav?
Where is he?